front.
Morning. Now, we had a song playing just before the service, which was one that you chose, yeah?
Yep.
So I know you're going to be mentioning that in what you say this morning. But the last time Stuart was up the front, in many ways, was sharing his story when he got rebaptized or reaffirmed his baptism vows a couple of 18 months ago
18
now.
18 months, September.
It was a good moment. I got 23rd. Wet in the sea. It was all good. But something new's happening. God's at work. Do you want to leave that God's at work slide? Thank you. God's been at work in you, and you're going to share a bit more about it this morning?
Yeah,
great,
do.
Go for it.
Good morning. It's nice to be up here, actually, to share what God's been doing. When I was up here 18 months ago, I remember similar setting, and I was 96 months sober. 96 days, sorry. And Chris and Liz have asked me several times to do my testimony at different churches. And this year, on Easter Sunday, I hit 22 months of sober. And 2 years of walking through the door at All Saints. You know, it's the incredible journey that God has put us on. You know, this journey of life. So my testimony is there for all to hear, because it's God's news. It's not mine, it's His. I want to say a big thank you to Jay for allowing me this time to talk about what God has been doing in my life. Before I start, I'd like to read to you parts of my testimony song that was playing at the beginning of the service, and what has directly has happened after hearing it again and seeing it in a different light when the fog has been removed. Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see with open eyes darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, because my brokenness brought me to you. This verse spoke directly to me, as it was on that Easter Sunday. I had that call to go to the sunrise service. Now, looking back over the last 22 months without the fogginess, it's like taking off sunglasses and seeing a new light. I can see with much of a clearer insight how God has brought me out of the darkness and brokenness and brought me back to Him. So I'm thankful for the scars, because without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. This spoke to me as well, making me aware it doesn't matter who I am or what my past was like. God can use your scars. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness. And I'm not who I was before. No, I don't need to fear anymore. So now I'm standing in confidence every day with Him and being filled by His faithfulness and the comfort He has given me over the last 22 months that I don't have to fear anymore. I can see how you delivered me. In your hands, in your feet, I found my victory. And that song is by I Am They, which is called Scars. So this is what has been going on in my life so far. We say life is a journey, and I've definitely been on with God. So last year in August, while still in Liz's and Chris's house group, Liz phoned to me to say she wanted to tell me something. So I went before house group started, and she mentioned Lee Abbey, Devon, and I came to her for me whilst Chris and her were praying. I said, no, I've got my parent, Joel, and also being in a relationship. So Liz said, okay, we'll leave it. But if it comes back, we will know it's from God. So moving forward in this journey and keeping in step with the Spirit, which is this year's verse for the church. In February, whilst in Tim's house group and going through a book on Philippians, I was challenged by God as we came to what Paul said. Philippians 3:13-14. But one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining forwards towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus, which was last year's verse of the year. So in the booklet, there are questions, and here was a challenge. What is your goal? Was one of the questions. What is your goal? And another was, what's stopping you? So both of these questions were going on in my head and spinning. It was spinning like... Literally, I was so challenged by those that it's those moments where it's a challenge. You know, where it was that, oh, what's God doing? And then, very near enough an hour after, and on the same spot that the chains were broken off me on that Easter Sunday, Lee Abbey came to me again. So it was God opening up that door. You know, and it was like walking along and saying, nothing is stopping me. And I remember saying, God, there's nothing stopping me. Broken free from a relationship, broken out of the trouble of alcohol, I'm ready to follow you and be rooted. Rooted in Christ. And, you know, after that, as I was praying, Lee Abbey came back. So I prayed, met with Chris and Liz and told them. And as a result of this, I have applied to join the community. I had a long wait to hear back. And I tell you, 2 months of waiting for an email was driving me. Patience is a virtue. I learned that. And, you know, it is waiting to hear from them over the last 2 months. And then on Good Friday this year, yet again, another thing that is of an Easter, I received the dates for my on-site interview, which is between the 5th, which is tomorrow, and the 8th of May. I would really appreciate your ongoing prayers at this time. I will let Jane know the date so she can, the date of the interview, because I'm not 100% which day, but it's any of those days. And what they're doing is they're going to watch me in community life. It's lifestyle. They're just going to show me. Like, they're going to watch me and be vigilant, so I'll let Joe know when the actual date between those is. You know, and then after that, if I'm successful, and I'm believing I will be, I will be leaving to move there and live in that community. For how long, I don't know, but it's in God's hands. It's not in mine, it's in His. I know He will use my scars for the glory of His work. Thank you.
So we need to pray for Stuart. Would a few people like to come up and pray with me? To those who feel that they'd like to come and join me up here, we'd love to pray for you this morning. You'll find the whole church is coming in a minute. So. If we want people who want to speak, come and kind of lead this way when you actually come to speak so that we can all hear the prayers. Lord, we just thank you so much for what you've done in Stuart's life. We praise you for the transformation and the way that you've been leading and guiding him. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord, I want to thank you for Stuart's faith and for his obedience. It's very easy to read questions and look at passages in house groups, but actually to go home and listen to what you're saying and to take action and to step out in faith is just amazing. So I thank you for Stuart's faith, and I just pray for him this week that his faith will be demonstrated at Lee Abbey. And Lord, I pray that this part of their journey, these next few days will be really exciting for Stuart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Stuart, and thank you so much for what you're doing and what you've already done in his life. I'm full of gratitude and love to you, Lord Jesus. I've known Stuart since he's been a little boy. I've seen the pain. I've seen the things that have happened, but I've also seen how God's really worked in Stuart's life. And I just want to give all the praise and all the glory to you, Lord, and thank you. Lord, we just come now and we bless you, Stuart. In the name of Jesus, go forward. Go forward with the plan that he has for you, which is a great and mighty plan. You can reach many people. You can touch many hearts with your story, with your scars. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have conquered. You've conquered all evil. You have taken away the addiction. We thank you, Lord, that there no longer is addiction in Stuart's life. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Stuart, the Lord gives me pictures, and he's given me two pictures for you. One is a very good, comfortable pair of walking shoes because you're going to be walking. The second is a pair of springs that are going to go on the walking shoes because you're going to go high. Because you really are going high. The man who stood here today, actually, you had Lorraine and I crying. The man who stands here today is incredibly confident and beautiful and loving. And we love you all so much. We love you. We love you. And we send you off with the blessings.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing a song now that talks about how God takes that broken stuff and uses it for his glory and his plan. So the song is Sovereign Over Us. If you don't know it, we'll maybe sing it. Well, we'll definitely sing it enough that you'll get the hang of it. But it speaks really powerfully of the way God works in our brokenness. If you